Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is June the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 143 to 150. Thirsting for God's power, presence and provision every day. We read in Psalms 143 verses 6 to 8 like this. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Psalms 143 is the last psalm of lament written by King David. Even though the psalm lacks any clear historical setting, it appears that he was out in the wilderness, escaping for his own life from his own son Absalom. The words of this psalm suggest that David was surrounded by enemies from all directions. However, David knew very well where he must turn in times like this. There are six characteristics in David's prayer that is worth emulating in our prayers as well. 1. David's prayer was fervent. The fervency of David's prayer is displayed by his hands that are pleadingly spread out towards God for help. 2. David's prayer was intense. David longed for God just like a parched ground thirsts for the refreshing rain. He felt like a thirsty man dying in the desert. 3. David's prayer was urgent. David made it clear that unless God hurried to his rescue, he would not survive much longer. 4. David's prayer sought God's favor. The hiding of God's face, either in anger or disinterest, would be tantamount to death. Without a renewed sense of God's presence, David believes that he is good as dead. 5. David's prayer put God as his only resort. God was not only David's first resort during the times of trouble, God was his last resort as well. And 6. David's prayer requested for God's guidance. For David, divine guidance was indispensable for his personal safety. He knew that only God-directed life was effective and enjoyable. Like David, let us thirst for God's power, presence, and provision every day. In our daily living, let us be clear that just like an oasis, God's goodness is found in dry and difficult places of life. Many times we fail to see the goodness of God as our spiritual senses are dull and we are too comfortable with our lives. We see God's gifts more clearly when we are tired and thirsty. In the midst of our weariness and thirst, God alone provides us the living water that can satisfy us. Can we take God up on His free offer today?